from Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. This week, we'll sample music from some of the classic games of the 80s and 90s, and a few from the beginning of the current century. What do I mean by classic? Well, if you ask 10 different gamers which games they consider to be the classics, you'll likely hear a whole slew of different answers, much like asking someone to name classic films, or pieces of classical music, for that matter. However, you might find that certain titles tend to come up again and again. For this episode, let it suffice to say that the games whose music we'll enjoy here were not only huge critical and commercial successes, but have also withstood the test of time. Many have expanded into decades-long series, deepening their stories and sometimes reinventing themselves. They've been played and loved for many years and continue to win over new fans today. Let's start our journey with a suite from The Legend of Zelda, a magical adventure title in which the player assumes the role of young Link, who is on a quest to rescue Princess Zelda from the clutches of the evil Ganon. Originally released in Japan in 1986 and making its way to the US about a year later, this game went on to sell over 6.5 million copies and became the first entry in a series that's still going strong today. Composer Koji Kondo has written a variety of themes for the series over the years. Let's hear some of them now. Here's the suite from The Legend of Zelda, as performed by the London Philharmonic, led by Andrew Skeet. Thank you. That was a suite from The Legend of Zelda, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Skeet. It's music written by series composer Koji Kondo. I'm Keith Brown. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. This week we're sampling some of the music of classic video games through the years. It may be impossible to talk about the game music of the 1980s and 90s without mentioning Koji Kondo, because not only did he write music for The Legend of Zelda, but he also created themes for one of the other most popular game series of all time, Super Mario Brothers. Here's some of his bouncy music from that 1985 title now, again with Andrew Skeet and the London Philharmonic. Oh, looks like Mario missed that jump there at the end. Ah, well, try again, they say. Music from Super Mario Brothers by Koji Kondo, who's written music for that game series since 1985. Andrew Skeet led the London Philharmonic. This week on Gameplay is all about music from beloved classic video game titles. Next up, a Russian folk song arranged as a theme for the beloved tile-matching puzzle game Tetris. It's actually based on a 19th-century Russian folk song called Karabeniki, a nod to its Soviet Russian programmer and designer Alexei Pajitnov. The title refers to peddlers who sold books, fabric, and knickknacks on trays in pre-revolutionary Russia. The song tells the story of a girl meeting one such peddler and haggling over goods in a metaphor for courtship. Here now, music by Hirokazu Tanaka based on that tune, featured in the game Tetris. Once again, it's the London Philharmonic under the direction of Andrew Skeet. Hirokazu Tanaka arranged that theme as part of the music for the game Tetris. This is Interlaken Public Radio. Next up on Gameplay is an arrangement of themes from Echo the Dolphin, in which the title character is, well, a time-traveling dolphin who fights aliens. The String Arcade performs Echoes of Echo. Thank you. Echoes of Echo. The ensemble The String Arcade performed themes from the 1992 game Echo the Dolphin on Gameplay. I'm Keith Brown. It's a pleasure to be your host. This episode, we're sampling classic music themes from some classic video games. And speaking of games with whimsically fun titles and characters, why not have another one? Here's music from Earthworm Jim. In case you're wondering, why, yes, it is about an earthworm named Jim who wears a robotic suit to fight evil. Emmanuel Fratiani leads the City of Prague Philharmonic with the composer Tommy Tallarico, by the way, playing electric guitar in this performance. We'll be right back.
me.
That was some music from Earthworm Jim, written by Tommy Tallarico, whom we heard on the electric guitar in that live recording, joined by the City of Prague Philharmonic, led by Emmanuel Fratiani. Next up on Gameplay, music from Metroid, a series of sci-fi action games strongly influenced by the otherworldly look and feel of Ridley Scott's 1979 film Alien. This is the original main title theme by Hirokazu Hip Tanaka. In the first game of the series, from 1986, Metroid's protagonist must use wits and sci-fi weaponry to escape the game's maze-like environments and defeat horrific alien creatures. One of the game's most notable innovations, revealed to players who completed the game in under a few hours, was that Metroid's robot-suited hero was in fact a woman, making Samus Aran one of gaming's first heroines. Now, music from Metroid. Metroid, music from that classic game series. Emer Noon led the City of Prague Philharmonic. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm your host, Keith Brown, and we're sampling some music from classic games this hour. Next, we'll take a brief look at one of the most successful series of all time, Final Fantasy. It's a long-running series of role-playing games, games in which the player controls the interactions of characters with a detailed world. It's also beloved for its dramatic, richly colorful, even operatic music, composed by Nobuo Uematsu. Let's Let's hear now some music from Final Fantasy.
Thank you.
We heard some themes from the Final Fantasy series composed by Nobuo Uematsu. This is Gameplay. Next up on our classic game playlist, we have a suite from 1987's Mega Man. Mega Man was a type of game called a platformer, in which a player-controlled character must navigate obstacles, such as suspended platforms or varied terrain, by precise jumping and climbing while avoiding or dispatching enemies. In the player's hands, Mega Man's robotic hero struggles against the denizens of the evil Dr. Wily. Here again is the City of Prague Philharmonic, led by Emer Noon.
Thank you.
City of Prague Philharmonic, led by Emer Noon, performing game music from 1987's Mega Man. We've been exploring music from some beloved classic games this hour. Next up, we have selections from some 21st century classics. In fact, all three of the games we're about to sample came out between 2001 and 2002. First, it's a piece from Kingdom Hearts, another role-playing game, like Final Fantasy, created as a collaboration between that game's developer and, believe it or not, the Walt Disney Company. It takes place in a unique, fun crossover universe in which characters from Final Fantasy struggle against the forces of darkness alongside Donald Duck, Goofy, and a host of other familiar Disney creations. Here's a track from Yoko Shimomura's original soundtrack to Kingdom Hearts. Thank you. That piece was entitled Dive into the Heart, Destati, from the original soundtrack to Kingdom Hearts, a game score composed by Yoko Shimomura. I'm Keith Brown, and here's another modern classic piece from a game called, simply, Ico. Ico is the name of the young boy who's the protagonist of the story. He's joined by a girl named Yorda, who is trying to escape the clutches of her cruel and self-serving mother, the Queen. Together, Ico and Yorda must solve puzzles to escape the castle where they're imprisoned. Laura Intravia and Omar Najmi are vocal soloists joining the City of Prague Philharmonic in music by Michiru Oshima. This is Ico, You Were There.
Sole witness to history.
Fleeting memories rise from the shadows of my mind. Sing no nomori, endless corridors.
Say no nomori, hopeless warriors.
Distant hills wear a shroud of gray.
A lonely breeze whispers in the trees. Soul key to this mystery.
A song called Ico, You Were There, by Michiru Oshima from the 2001 video game Ico. The City of Prague Philharmonic, conducted by Emer Noon, with vocalists Laura Intravia and Omar Najmi. Our final 21st century classic this hour comes from Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, a pulse-pounding stealth thriller of a game whose plot involves the uncovering of a huge worldwide conspiracy, exploring philosophical themes very much ahead of their time in games, like artificial intelligence, social engineering, and a postmodern skepticism of what it means to be a hero. Here's Harry Gregson-Williams' theme from Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. Andrew Skeet leads the London Philharmonic. Music by Harry Gregson-Williams, the theme from Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, as performed by the London Philharmonic under the direction of Andrew Skeet. I'm Keith Brown, and I hope you've had as much fun as I have sampling some of the classical music composed for classic video games this hour on Gameplay. There's an amazing level of craft and creativity displayed by early game composers, whose work not only sets the tone of their games, but truly breathes life into their universes. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long, until our next adventure.